talk a little bit about the why you started and why you stopped your hunger strike, and a little bit more about how you got involved in opposing the Palomar pipeline.
Gladly. My name is Broken Feather. I'm a representative of the Earth Community Alliance, and we are a social advocacy and ecological service group based in Portland, Oregon. Our organization carried out a hunger strike between June 1st through the 17th to protest the liquefied natural gas transmission system that's being proposed by Northwest Natural and affiliate agencies, including Palomar and TransCanada. During the strike, we asked Northwest Natural to honor the public's demands and cease any further development of new LNG terminals and pipelines in Oregon. And we proposed instead that Northwest Natural should begin using domestic gas to bridge the current fossil fuel-based energy infrastructure to one that's based on the alternatives outlined by the Oregon Department of Energy, including the green alternatives like geothermal, tidal, and solar, and many others, which have proven capacity to supply Oregon's energy needs. Prior to this strike, I was serving for the past 10 years as a professional consulting and contracting archaeological field technician. I was working for 2 years for a firm in Portland, and eventually the company that I was working for took a contract with Palomar to serve hundreds of miles of Oregon public lands. However, during that time, there were several things that happened which ultimately forced me to leave my job so that I could be able to inform the public about what I saw on the pipeline. And basically, in a nutshell, what I saw was completely contradictive to all of the good lessons that anthropological theory has granted us in this day and age. Essentially, the Palomar pipeline and the continued dependency on foreign fuel is completely contradictive to what we need as human beings in terms of our relationship with our Earth and our relationship with our resources. Instead, it damages and degrades these resources. And we were also being asked not to speak to the public about what we had seen. And therefore, I had to leave my position so that I could come out and speak about what's happening on the LNG terminal.
Broken Feather, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you so much for being an advocate for all of us who are affected by this. We really appreciate your voice.